We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi Ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov Ben Pinchas Leo. We're in Kedushin Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is going to discuss the Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri can come in one of three forms: either where he sells himself to a master who is Jewish. That's number one. Number two, he sells Mocher Satzma. He sells himself to a master who's not Jewish. And finally, where he doesn't sell himself, but he's sold by Beis Din, a person who stole and is unable to pay back. So Beis Din sells him into slavery. This is the most common, the most famous. We know from the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, we speak about an Eved Ivri, and the Rambam delineates several differences between the Mocher Atzmo to the Machruhu Beis Din. Number one is Mocher Atzmo Einar Nirtza. This is the Rambam Hilchos Avadim Perikimel Halacha Yud Beis. A Mocher Atzmo does not have, the ear is not pierced. If he doesn't want, after 6 years, he doesn't want to leave, and he wants to stay on as an Eved Ivri, which he has until Yovel, the ear is pierced. That only applies to where he's sold by Beis Din. Machruhu Beis Din Nirtza, Mocher Atzmo also is not nirtza. Number two is Mocher Atzmo is also b'shivcha kananis u'machruhu based in rabo moser lo shivcha kananis. So number two on the list that the Rambam has is that someone who's sold by Beis Din is able to live, this Eved Ivri can live with a shivcha kananis, with a non-Jewish maidservant, and have children. That is a special dispensation we have when it comes to someone who's sold by Beis Din. But someone who sells himself is not able to live with a shivcha kananis. He's not Jewish. Shivcha kananis, therefore he cannot live with her. Number three, we have is the 6 years. Someone who sold to as an Eved Ivri by Beis Din, he's an Eved only for 6 years, and then he goes free. Has the potential for to have his ear pierced, but it's only for 6 years. And yet, what person who sells himself, Mocher Atzmo, is able to sell himself for as many years as he would like. Only goes free when those years have elapsed. There also, one who sells himself as we mentioned, who sells himself, Mocher Atzmo, can sell himself even to a master who's not Jewish. But when it comes to Machuru Beis Din, he's only sold to a master who is Jewish. Finally, is what we call Ha'anaka. The Torah says in Parashas Re'eh, Ha'anek Ta'anik, where we have a mitzvah to give the Eved Ivri after the 6 years to give him gifts. That only applies to the Eved who was sold by Beis Din, not to an Eved, a person who sells himself as an Eved Ivri. Mishnah begins. Eved Ivri nikne bekesef uvishtar. An Eved Ivri can be acquired with kesef. So we'll discuss shtar in a moment. First, let's discuss the fact that he's acquired with kesef. So if, let's say, someone who sells himself into slavery, so the master pays him a certain amount of money, he's going to work for him for a certain amount of time, and he's acquired for avdus as with that money. The Torah says mikesef miknaso. That's in Parshas Bahar. Mikesef miknaso is where a Jew sells himself to a non-Jewish master, and the pasuk says mikesef miknaso, he's acquired through kesef. Beis Din as well, he's also acquired through kesef, and that we know because the pasuk says ki mocher lecha achicha ha'ivri o ha'ivria. So how do I see from that pasuk that a person who sold by Beis Din, an Eved Ivri who sold by Beis Din, is acquired through kesef? So here the pasuk has Ivri and Ivria. Ivri is an Eved Ivri. Ivria is an Amah Ivria, who's also a, we'll discuss her as well, it's also a Jewish maid servant who was sold for 6 years. And the pasuk now obviously makes a hekesh, a comparison between an Eved Ivri and an Amah Ivria. What do we know about an Amah Ivria? Well, an Amah Ivria is sold by her father, because she can only be sold up until age 12. So the father has jurisdiction over her. And there the pasuk says that the master is supposed to give the money to, there we use, the halacha is that the master gives money to the father. So when the father sells her into slavery, what's happening is the master is really buying her by giving money to the father. And that I know because the pasuk says the hefdah. Hefdah is actually a reference not to the acquisition of the Amah Ivria, but it's a reference to her being released. And the hefdah teaches us that, what if you want her to be released early? So you deduct a certain amount of money, which means if you're willing to pay, the father's willing to pay and release her early and pay the master. So then he has the right to be this is money that was paid to the father. So the father's going to pay some of that money back and release her early. So if she's released through money based on the hefda, so therefore, I guess she's acquired through money. And that's the Amah Ivria. And since we make a comparison between the Amah Ivria, the Jewish maidservant, and the Eved Ivri, so an Eved Ivri as well, is acquired through Kesef. How do I know Beis Din is able to sell? So there we covered. So that's how we know that it's that's where Beis Din sells someone into slavery. That's how we know that it's done through Kesef. Because the pasuk that compares Amo Ivri on Eved Ivri is a pasuk that's speaking about a case where Beis Din is selling. So now, what's the final case? We don't know. What's the source then of the person who sells himself, not through Beis Din, sells himself to a Jew? When it comes to a non-Jew, the pasuk says mikesef miknaso. If you sell yourself to a non-Jew as a slave, so then the pasuk says clearly you're acquired through kesef. When it comes to being sold by Beis Din, we just mentioned that the comparison between the Eved Ivri and the Amo Ivri. Amo Ivri is sold by our father, and she's redeemed by our father, released by our father. That's all through kesef. How do I know a person who sells himself to a master who's Jewish? How do I know that? That's through kesef, based on gzeira shava sachir from one who sold by Beis Din. When it comes to someone who sold by Beis Din, which we've already established is acquired through money, and the pasuk there says kimishneschar sachir avodcha, says the word sachir, and one who sells himself to Yisrael, the pasuk also says kisachir kitoshavie mimach. I have the word sachir as well. I learn from there. Just like Beis Din can acquire a person in Eved Ivri through Kesef, so too someone who's Mocher Atzmo is acquired through Kesef based on the Gzeres Shava Sochir Sochir. Okay, so an Eved Ivri is acquired through Kesef. What about Shtar? How do I know it can be acquired through a Shtar? So the Shtar is based on the Pasuk that we read when it comes to an Amaha Ivriya. On Amaha Ivriya, it says, Lo Seitzei Kitzeis HaAvodim. She should not go free the way an Eved Kanani goes free. What does that mean? Well, an Eved Kanani goes free through a shtar, through a bill of emancipation. So what do we derive from there? Ah, she, the Amah Ivra, should not go free the way an Eved Kanani goes free, a Shivcha Kananis goes free through a shtar. But they can be acquired through a shtar, and that can be, how is that done? Well, if it's a father who's releasing her his daughter his daughter selling his daughter into slavery. He writes in the shtar bt knuyalach. If a person is selling himself, he says in the shtar, he writes in the shtar hareni machurlach or hareni kanuyalach. And that's how it's done. And if Beis Din is selling, so they write to the master shtar on the sale as well. And this is again all learned from Amo Ivriya, where it says lo tetzei kitzei savodim. She doesn't go free through a shtar. She's not released through a shtar, but she can be. That implies she can be acquired through a shtar. Then Vekones Asmo has, so an Eved Ivri is acquired with Kesef and Shtar. How does he acquire himself back? Meaning, how is he released to go free? So the Mishnah says, number one, Bashanim, 3 years, which means if he finished the 6 years, so then he's going to be free. That's through Beis Din. One who sells himself, though, for more than 6 years, he only goes free after those years. But that's what the Mishnah says. Bishanim. Bishanim may mean 6 years of someone sold by Beis Din, or maybe many years based on someone who sold himself himself and not through Beis Din. Uvi Yovel. Well, how else does this work? If the year of Yovel falls out, that 50th year, after the seven cycles of Shemitah, so after we have the year of Yovel, so if that year of Yovel happens to fall out in the middle of those 6 years of when the Beis Din sold him, or let's say during the years of he could have sold himself for 10 years, 20 years by himself, but Yovel falls out during that time, he goes free, because it says, Ad Shanas HaYovel Yavon Imach. And what else he can go free, not only when the Yovel year happens, and not only through Shanim, through when the years are up, but Uve Giron Kesef. Giron Kesef means deduction of the money, which means if the Eved now has enough money on his own to redeem himself, to release himself, so then he's able to figure out, let's say he was sold for the 6 years for $600, so then and now he has enough money to redeem himself, so he says, okay, $300 I'm going to pay after 3 years, at $300, now I go free 3 years early. That's based on the Pasuk V'havdei, and this which teaches us that you can release yourself for the Pidyon, redeem yourself through paying money, and that is, and that's Amah Ivriya, and that teaches us when it comes to all Avadim as well. So those are three ways that Eved is calling himself back through Kronesad Shanim Yovel and Girim Kastef. Yisera Olav Amaho Ivriya. An Amo Ivriya has one, there's one other method that she can be acquired, and that is Shekones Atzma B'Simanim, which means she indeed frees her, not actually acquired, she releases herself rather. She, yes, it's true, an Amo Ivriya can be released through years, finishing the 6 years or whatever the years that they had. Yovel and Gerum Kesef paying to deduct, but Shekones Atzma B'Simanim with Simanim with signs, which means signs of maturity. Once she is 12 years old, we learn from the Pasuk V'Yatza'ach Chinam, now she's going to go free. She hits 12, she goes free. Then the Mishnah says, Hanirtza, this is an Eved who didn't want to go free after 6 years, so his ear is pierced. Nikna Beritzia, he now is acquired by the master, and all the rules of Eved apply to him. At this point, for the next up until Yovel, v'kones atzmo b'yovel v'misas ha'adon, he's able to acquire himself back even after ritzi, even after piercing in the ear when if Yovel arrives or the death of the master. How do I know that? So it says va'avado la'olam. Va'avado teaches us, va'avado, you will serve this master, but v'lo es habein, but not the son. So if the master passes away, you're free. And la'olam means ad hayovel. An Eved Ivri, though, that does not have Ritzia, does not have his ear pierced, so he's not going to go free within the 6 years if the master passes away. He actually will serve the son. It says, Sheish Yonim Ya'avod, and we learned Ya'avod, Afilu Lebein. That is true when it comes to within the 6 years. But that's also only the son. But he doesn't have to serve if the daughter or another Yoresh, if there is no son. Of course, the Pasuk says, Va'avadcha Sheishanim, we learn Va'avadcha V'lo L'Yarshim. If there's no son, so then you don't have to serve any of the Yarshim. When it comes to an Amo Ivriya, even though an Amo Ivriya doesn't have Ritzia, does not have the ear pierced, she does go free with the death of the master. As the Pasuk says, Va'afla maschata sakein, we make a hekesh between the nirtza, the one whose ear is pierced, and la mascha, and a Jewish maid servant, just like a nirtza doesn't have to serve the son or the daughter, so to an Amo Ivriya doesn't serve the son or the daughter, the master passes away, she is going to be free. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, now we're going to discuss the Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani, based on Kanan, the son of Chum, who we read about in Bereishis Tes, Eved Avodib Yehiel Echav. So too, when we say Eved in Mishnais in general, we assume an Eved Stam is an Eved Kanani. And he does not go free unless the master gives him a shtar shichur, a bill of emancipation. Because the pasuk says in Parshas Bahar, "Visnachal temo som levenechem acharechem lo reshes achuzal olam bahem tavodu." So they are like a nachala, they're an inheritance, and they should serve you forever. The halacha, therefore, is when it comes to an Eved Kanani, when he is acquired or now is sold, let's say, so the halacha is an Eved Kanani has to have bris mila and go to mikvah for the purposes of avdus, because as an Eved Kanani, if the master is a Jew, so he's chayv in mitzvos just like a woman. Says the Mishnah like this. Eved Kanani, so the previous Mishnah was Eved Ivri, this is Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani nikneh b'kesef, he's acquired through kesef. What do you mean, who's he being bought from? I thought he's an inheritance. No, let's say there's previous master, you're buying the Eved Kanani, so he's acquired through money. Uvishtar, the master, the original master can write a shtar to the one who, to the new master. Uvechazaka, or he can chazaka. Now, chazaka is the way we purchase land. What does that mean? To show ownership. So this is where the Eved is mishamesh es rabo. He helps him get dressed or helps him wash. As the pasuk says, v'isnachal temo som v'necha merchem l'reshes achuza. The comparison between l'reshes achuza, land, karka, and this Eved Kanani is such, there's a hekesh to tell us that just like a stei achuza is acquired through kesef shtar and chazaka, as we'll learn later on, so too an Eved Kanani is acquired through Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, but they're not completely comparable regarding, let's say, a Stei Achuza. Stei Achuza goes back to the original owner in Yovel. But when it comes to Eved Kanani, they have to serve forever unless they're given a shtar shukhar, and there's a good reason, let's say a mitzvah, for the master to emancipate him. Another, there happens to be, the Gemara says, an Eved Kanani can be acquired not only through Kesef, Shtar and Chazaka, which is the way we acquire Karka, but even through Chalipin, right, which is giving a Kli. Kli can be a handkerchief or something, even if it's worth less than a Pruta. We mentioned this at the beginning of the Masechta. That's also effective. Meshicha, let's say pulling the Eved Kanani as well. But since those are methods that we acquire Metaltalin with in general, we only want to discuss the methods that we acquire Karka with. That's why the Mishnah mentions only Kesef, Shtar, and Chazak. Then the Kones Atzma, how does the Eved Kanani acquire himself back to be free? Bekesef al yedei acherim. Uvishtar al yedei atzmo divrei Rabbi Meir. So here we're going to have a machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So how does it have a kanani? How would he go free? So kesef is one method, but this is where other people gave money to the master on the condition that the master would now emancipate the slave. The Evan himself, even if he has money of his own, can't give that money to redeem himself, to free himself, because anything that an Evan is given belongs to the master, rather. So he's not redeeming himself with his own money. So kesef has to be done al yedei acherim, but uvishtar al yedei atzmo. What that means is that the master writes a shtar, this get shechrur, and he, the eved, accepted himself. But this cannot be done through others. So the money, interestingly, can only be done through others, and the shtar can only be done through him. Other people writing a shtar, that is not going to be effective. Why is this so? These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, number one, Ein kinyan le'eved below rabo. An eved doesn't have his own acquisition, his own ownership of anything. So therefore, his own money wouldn't be his. So it must be only other people's money that is given directly to the master can redeem him. And number two, Rabbi Meir holds that it's considered a chov. We mentioned this a little bit in Maseches Gittin. It's considered a chov. It's considered detrimental for an eved to be freed. Now you may say, why should that be? So Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that an eved, a Kanani, once he's freed, he's a full-fledged Jew. He then can't live with a Shifcha, can't live, he has many halachos that apply to him, can't live with a Shifcha Kananis, with a non-Jewish woman. So therefore, he'd rather stay as an Eved. And therefore, since it's detrimental for him, we have the principle, Ein Chavin Lo La'adam Ela Befanav. You can only do something detrimental, disadvantageous for someone in their presence. But this is not a zuchus for him, and therefore to be freed with the shtar has to be da al yidei atzmo. He has to be there and be accepted. You can't have someone else be given the shtar. The master gives the shtar to this guy, and that through that shtar the eved will go free. That's not going to work because we considered it detrimental. Zuchov to be set free, he has to do it himself. That is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Now, when he is freed with kesef, al yedei acherim, though, hold on, isn't that detrimental? No, because the acherim, the others, are not really doing something to him. They're giving money to the master. And the master decides, you know what, I want to set you free. It's not direct. It's not that by shtar it's true. There we have the issue of chov, something detrimental. By money, it's not working. It's working really. The money is going to the master, and then the master chooses to set him free. That is Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'chachamim omrim b'kesef al yedei atzmo uvishtar al yedei acherim. Sounds like the opposite. Kesef al yedei atzmo. No, kesef in fact can be done by himself because the Chachamim hold that an Eved does have his own kinyan, his own ownership of money, so therefore he can redeem himself with money. Uvishtar al yedei acherim. What that means is shtar can be done, al yedei acherim can be done through others. So it doesn't mean only through others, it means even through others. Of course through him, but since the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir, and they hold that being set free is considered a zuchus, is to his benefit, is advantageous, and therefore it can be done through a shtar, through acherim, even if he's unaware of it, because it's to his benefit. So a shtar can be done al yedei acherim. Certainly a shtar can be done by by himself. And the truth is, when it comes to the money, is the same thing. When it comes to money, if it can be done ali de atzmo, that he has his own ownership of money, it can be done through acherim, which is why I will say in a moment uvishtav. So once again, vachachom omim bekesav ali de atzmo, but it means even ali de atzmo uvishtar al de acherim, which means even ali de acherim uvad sheyeh kesef mishal acherim. As long as the money, the eved is not giving the money of others in order to redeem himself, mishal acherim, it's where others give al menas, that the master has no rishus in that money, which means, yes, an eved can have ownership of money, but if it's being given al yedei acherim, they have to give it to the eved and say, here's this money. By the way, your master has no rishus in this money. Because if you don't say that, then in fact, it will belong automatically to the master. You have to give it to the eved al menas that the master has no ownership over it. And then the Mishnah says, ovacha yakesef mishal acherim. Now the Gemara asks, why doesn't it say, according to the Chachamim, it's strange. The Mishnah should simply say, according to the Chachamim, bekesef ushtar bein ali de acherim bein ali de atzmo. According to the Chachamim, they say kesef works whether he gives it himself or others give it. And a shtar works whether he gives it or others give it. Why is the Mishnah sounded so, the structure of the Mishnah is strange? V'chachamim omim bekesef ali de atzmo uvishtar ali de acherim. It's not true. Bekesef can be done ali de atzmo and acherim, and shtar can be done ali acherim and atzmo. So the Gemara says that the phrase uvishtar ali de acherim, in fact, is not the Chachamim's opinion. It is a third Tana, and that's the Tana of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that whether it's shtar or kesef, he can acquire himself al yedei acherim, but not al yedei atzmo. Once again, according to this third opinion, shtar and kesef can work, according to this third opinion, only al yedei acherim, and neither of them can be work al yedei atzmo. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says it's a zechus that an eved is yotzei lecherus. So if that's the case, it's a zechus. So then, it can be done al yedei acherim. And he also holds that an eved doesn't have any kinyan without his master. So if that's the case, then money can only be done al yedei acherim. So everything is done al yedei acherim. So hold on. If it's true, you can give a get. I understand very well why the money has to be done al yedei acherim. But why does the get, why does the shtar have to be done al yedei acherim? If it can be done al yedei acherim, why? Because it's considered a zechus to be set free, but then it should Kavachomi done ali de atzmos. The answer is no, because we don't assume that the get and the yad of the eved come at the same time. We learned them to come to when it came to getting. How exactly can you divorce someone or free someone? The eved doesn't have his own hand, doesn't belong to him. So how, if you put it into his hand, how can he ever be emancipated? His hand belongs to the master. So we would say, as we said when it comes to a divorce of a woman, gita v'yada kabban kachon, her hand becomes her own, we're speaking about a chatzer and that to the courtyard. So too, the Eved's hand becomes his at the moment the get comes into his hand. So he becomes free and has his own person all at the same time. Rabbi Lezer, Shimon ben Elazar says, that's not true. No, his hand, you put the get in his hand, that his hand is not his. So the only way for him to become emancipated is through Achirim, is only through someone else.